Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, we're also following some big business news today. Today, Charter Communications has agreed to buy Time Warner Cable for $55 billion. The deal would create the second largest cable company in the country, and it comes after the largest cable company, Comcast, had to call off its bid for Time Warner because of scrutiny from federal regulators. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He's here to tell us all about this. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
And for people who don't know much about Charter, which, by the way, is much smaller than Time Warner, can you tell us first about the company and how it is now able to buy Time Warner?
Charter, as you said, is the fourth largest cable provider in the country. It's dominant mostly in the vertical swath of America, sort of between Minnesota and Michigan, straight down through St. Louis, Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia. The company is smaller, but it's mighty because it's backed by this billionaire investor, a pioneer in the early days of cable, John Malone. And Malone very recently bought a majority stake in Charter, and he's looking to grow it really aggressively into a major cable company. The major cable company, in fact, after Comcast. And the conglomerate that he's trying to make by combining Charter, Time Warner Cable, and this smaller provider, Bright House, would have about 23 million total customers, second only to Comcast, 27 million. And I just want to point out there's a bit of irony here, because in 1998, Malone sold his old cable company to AT&T, which then sold those cable assets to Comcast. So historically speaking, if this deal goes through, John Malone will have been a major force behind the first and second largest cable companies in the country.
Wow. And what about the timing of this coming less than a month after Comcast had to abandon plans to buy Time Warner?
I feel like everybody has a friend, male or female, who the second they get out of a marriage or a long-term relationship, you look up and like 2 weeks later, they're engaged again. So Time Warner Cable is that friend. Charter was after them. Comcast proposes this merger. The government shuts that down, or at least is so close to shutting it down that Comcast preemptively annuls that union. And now Charter, once again, the old suitor has reemerged. And essentially, analysts are saying that the timing of this deal shows pretty clearly how desperate Time Warner Cable is to be acquired. As valuable as it is to itself, it is even more valuable to its competitors.
But why so much consolidation? We should say AT&T last year agreed to buy DirecTV. This month, the European telecom giant Altice bought another cable provider. Aren't they making enough money on us standing alone? Why do they need to get together?
So there's two important factors here. The first is that the cable TV business, even though it makes enormous gobs of money on us, is actually in structural decline potentially, not only because of internet TV and Netflix and Hulu, but actually, if you think more broadly, it's because of Facebook and Snapchat and Vine and these social networks that just offer so much video entertainment on glass screens that you have a lot of younger customers that just don't see the need to pay $100 a month for their cable bill. The second thing, though, is that all these other products that I mentioned, Netflix and Hulu and internet TV, they all come from the internet. And cable companies don't just sell TV. They also sell internet.
Right.
Quartz's Zach Seward had a great line this morning. He said, think of cable companies now as, quote, internet providers with a declining side business in television.
Yeah.
And so what you have is consolidation in order to sell people internet that can be really high profit for these cable companies.
But then the question comes up, why would regulators approve this deal between Charter and Time Warner when they didn't approve the Time Warner Comcast deal?
The super short answer, I guess, is just that Comcast is bigger. You know, being number one in an industry tends to be a good thing unless you're looking to merge. And then suddenly your number one status becomes a bullseye. It says I'm big and I'm getting bigger and I'm close to passing this antitrust threshold. And so this proposed merger would control less than 30% of the high-speed broadband market. And apparently FCC Chair Tom Wheeler indicated to Charter and TWC in what is sort of being perceived as a kind of wink-wink that he wasn't necessarily opposed to all cable mergers. And so a lot of people are seeing that as his sort of assent that this Charter Time Warner Cable deal will go through.
And the Charter chief executive said that this is going to lead to faster internet speeds and state-of-the-art video experiences and fully featured voice products, competitive prices. Is that for real, that consumers are going to benefit in any way from consolidation in the cable industry?
It depends on what you mean by lower prices. Is it possible that a larger company could have some of these things, with synergies and combining departments and developing new technology and pushing it out to families' living rooms? Yes, of course. But lower prices is a super relative term here because the monthly cable bill has been growing significantly faster than the cost of inflation for a long, long time. And this is something that the TV industry is actually incredibly sensitive toward. They understand the stagnating median household income as well as any economist because they are sensitive to the fact that they're offering a mass market product that if it gets too expensive is going to have a luxury price. So I do believe that there is an interest in finding ways to create, I don't know what the right buzz term here is, but synergies and ways to cut the cable bill or at least slow its growth so that more people can afford this. But I do not think that anybody should expect lower prices in the short term. The only reliable way to lower your cable company, your cable bill, I think, is to threaten very angrily and plausibly over the phone that you will leave.
Yeah, and sometimes that works. Derek Thompson,
only sometimes.
Senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks as always, Derek.
Thank you.